Jobs for returning veterans are in focus this week with the commemoration of Veterans Day, and one area where there are new opportunities is agriculture. Deputy USDA Secretary Krista Hardin recently discussed opportunities available through the Agriculture Department for returning service members who are looking for long-term careers in farming, ranching, and agriculture.
I do hope that what we're doing at USDA, this kind of expanded cooperation with DOD and other partners, with other NGOs and groups, that we can institutionalize what we do and we become kind of a household name or thought for vets who are transitioning. And they think about as they're ending their military service, those who may have a passion for outdoors, may have a continued passion for service, way to give back.
One group where returning veterans can find help getting into agriculture is the Farmer Veteran Coalition, according to founder Michael O'Gorman.
Our mission is mobilizing veterans to feed America. A great many veterans are really made for it, and some of them are great about being able to put together a business and market their farms. Some of them are extremely charismatic.
And at Rodale Institute in Pennsylvania, Veteran Farming Program Coordinator Justin Barclay says they can help returning vets get into the growing field of organic farming.
One of the main programs that we have with Rodale Institute is a partnership with Delaware Valley University, where we have our organic farming certificate program. The program is open to all interested parties. So far, it's been a very attractive option for veterans because they're able to use their GI Bill to cover their tuition costs. They're able to get the housing stipend. It's a one-year program. They spend two semesters at Del Val and the summer semester up here at Rodale Institute. Our big focus is on organic farming. I'm also working on some other internship initiatives.
Retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honore, who grew up on a family farm, got a degree in agriculture, and spent three decades in military service, is a strong advocate of veteran farmers for the future of our nation.
There are two things that are not negotiable. We cannot give up food security. We can't outsource that. And we can't outsource our national security. Many of those veterans, they like working outdoors. They're accustomed to doing the impossible. They're not afraid to take risks. And they understand the difference between a risk and a gamble. See how you can bring a veteran into agriculture and make them a part of the future of the security of food for this nation.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.